Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 conference call of Suraksha Diagnostics Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Tendulkar from MUFG Intime India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. From the management team, we have Dr. Somnath Chatterjee, Chairman and Joint Managing Director, Mrs. Ritu Mittal, Joint MD and CEO, Mr. Ravindra KS, Group Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Balgopal Chunchunwala, Regional Business Head. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainty. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on the company's website and stock exchanges. Now, I would like to hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Somnath Chatterjee. Thank you, everyone, and welcome to the Quarter 4 and Financial Year 2025 earnings conference call of Suraksha Diagnostics Limited. We are extremely privileged to present the outcome of our first full fiscal year as a listed entity. For the full year, we delivered quite a strong performance, with total income growing by 15% year-on-year. Our EBITDA also registered a healthy growth of 16% compared to the previous year, with margins maintained at a robust level of approximately 34%. Suraksha Diagnostics continues to strengthen its position as the leading integrated diagnostic service provider in Eastern India, with our operations anchored in a unique and scalable business model. Our model is built around fully in-house polyclinic chambers that combine diagnostic centers with medical consultation services, creating a comprehensive and patient-centric approach to healthcare delivery. We have a healthy breakup between the radiology and pathology business, with contributions of around 45% and 51%, respectively. Moreover, our strong B2C orientation, which contributes over 93% of our revenues, has been instrumental in driving consistent financial performances. This model has allowed us to maintain sustainable EBITDA margins of around 34%, supported by strong business fundamentals and disciplined execution. Looking ahead, we see a very long runway for expansion. The eastern part of India, where Suraksha has its dominant presence, remains significantly under-penetrated and presents a very compelling opportunity for us to deepen our presence and drive the next phase of growth. We are confident that our proven model, experienced team, and strategic investment position positions us well to capitalize on this opportunity and deliver sustained value in the days ahead. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mrs. Ritu Mittal, our CEO, who will brief you about the overall operations of the company. Thank you once again very much for being with us today afternoon.
Thank you, Dr. Chatterjee, and thank you to all the participants for joining us today. As highlighted by Dr. Chatterjee, we are pleased to report a strong performance for the year, marked by robust operating metrics across the board. Over the past 12 months, we have served approximately 1.19 million patients, conducting over 6.7 million tests across our centers. Our revenue per patient has grown by 10% from last year. It has reached 2,118 per per patient, and our EBITDA per patient has also gone up by approximately 10% and is at 715 rupees per patient. Talking about the addition of centers during the year, we successfully expanded our network with addition of 7 new centers, comprising 1 large center, 1 medium center, 3 small centers and 2 centers under PPP model. So which brings us to a total of 55 centers as of March 2025. This expansion was achieved despite several operational headwinds, including the significant time and attention dedicated by the management team to our IPO process, as well as external challenges such as doctor strike and geopolitical developments in the Bangladesh that temporarily impacted our operations. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about our expansion plans. In fact, in the past 2 months of the new financial year, we have already opened 5 centers and we plan to add 3 more centers in this month, therefore an addition of 8 centers in the first quarter. We have already secured the necessary approvals for the majority of our proposed centers. So we overall plan to add 15 to 18 new centers in this fiscal year. As we scale our operations and our centers move forward with greater maturity, we are confident in our ability to deliver sustained improvement in our EBITDA and PAT margins. This optimism is rooted in several structural advantages. As throughput increases, we benefit from improved operating leverage, which enables us to absorb fixed costs more efficiently. As we move ahead, our continued emphasis on disciplined cost control measures will yield results, particularly in our mature centers, where we are expecting to see steady and meaningful margin expansion. Moreover, as the newer centers that have launched over the past few quarters begin to stabilize, we expect them to make increasingly significant contributions to our overall performance. These centers are tracking well against our internal benchmarks and are positioned to enhance our profitability going forward. Taken together, these factors support our expectation of a stronger, more resilient and more profitable financial profile across the network, which we believe will create long-term value for our stakeholders. In terms of inorganic growth, I'm pleased to inform you that in March 2025, Suraksha Diagnostic Limited entered into a definitive agreement to acquire a majority equity stake in Fetomat Wellness Private Limited, a prominent healthcare provider specializing in fetal and maternal medicine. The transaction was successfully completed in April 2025, upon which the company held a 63% equity stake in Fetomat. Giving you the brief about this company, it was founded in May 2021. Fetomat has swiftly emerged as one of Eastern India's leading centers for pregnancy care and women's ultrasound diagnostics. With a strong emphasis on safe motherhood and comprehensive fetal care, Fetomat operated 2 centers as of March 2024. The company reported a consolidated turnover of approximately 4.11 crore with an EBITDA of 0.6 crore. This strategic acquisition is closely aligned with our vision to expand and deepen our service portfolio in the healthcare segment. By integrating Fetomat's specialized capabilities in prenatal diagnostics and advanced maternal therapies, we strengthen our existing diagnostic infrastructure. We believe this synergy will not only enhance value for our stakeholders, but also enable us to serve a broader spectrum of healthcare needs with greater precision and care. Looking ahead, we remain committed to pursuing both organic and inorganic growth opportunities with a focused approach on technology enhancement and operational efficiency. With that, I now invite our CFO, Mr. Ravindra K.S., to provide a detailed overview of the Q4 and FY25 results. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ritu ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone. I will now take you through a brief overview of our financial performance for the quarter and full year ended 31st March 2025. For quarter 4 2025, we reported a total income of 659.1 million, reflecting a 17.35 year-on-year growth. For FY25, our total income stood at 2,559.4 million, registering around 15% increase over last year. Our EBITDA for Q4 FY25 stood at 200 million versus 204 million of same period previous year. The decline in the EBITDA is majorly attributable to one-time cost, which is increased in consumption cost, ECL provision and other expenses. For the full year, EBITDA grew by 16% to 850.9 million. The EBITDA margin for FY25 was stable at around 34%. As our new centers continue to stabilize and contribute more meaningfully to our financial performance, we expect to see a steady improvement in margins going forward. Our profit after tax witnessed a strong growth. For Q4 FY25, PAT increased by 13% year-on-year to 71.7 million, while for the full year, PAT stood at 309.8 million, representing a 34% growth over the prior year. As a result, our PAT margin improved to 12.3% in FY25 compared to 10.6% in FY24. To conclude, we are very pleased with our financial performance for FY25. The strong growth across total income, EBITDA and PAT alongside healthy margins and solid operating metrics reflects our continued ability to execute effectively and drive sustainable profitable growth. We are confident in our ability to maintain this positive momentum in the years to come. With that, I conclude my remarks and would now request the moderator to open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and 1. The first question is from the line of Preeti Agarwal from SK Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. My first question to you is, could you specify in the factors which led to such few centers getting opened in Q4, which are finally out of the way? And what is the normalized level of annual center additions which we should expect going forward?
So we had always talked about opening 12 to 15 centers in the year. And we did open 7 and we have opened 5 in the first 2 months. So there was a delay of 2 months if we look at the deliverables. And that is because, you know, the management was busy with the IPO process.
Okay. And my second question to you is, could you please provide us with an update on the B2B partnerships with corporates? Also, it would be great if you could help me understand the margin trajectory due to the focus of on B2B.
So our B2B business is basically around 6 to 7% today. And we are in the process of building our genomic lab, which will be one of the first in the whole of Eastern India. And after that, we definitely would enter into a lot more B2B agreements with all the nursing homes and hospitals of Eastern India, which currently have to send their samples all the way either to Mumbai or Bangalore or Hyderabad. So we definitely want to tie up with them because we can give them better service and better turnaround times.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Malik from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So first question is on the EBITDA performance. So this quarter, you said that there was some one-off in the EBITDA line. Can you please elaborate what was that?
Yeah, so Deepak, this was, you know, like I mentioned, we are in the process of setting up our genomic lab. So there was a one-off consumption of around 1.5 CR because we are validating the tests for our genomic lab. That was one major contribution by which our EBITDA was not as strong. The second thing was the... Second thing was the ECL that was introduced in November 2024.
Now, what is this ECL?
No, so expected credit loss. This is because, you know, there is an increase in receivables and therefore we had to provision 60 lakhs for the year. And the third reason was that there has been an update in November 24 regarding GST payment.
Okay.
And you know, even if the property owner does not have GST, Suraksha still has to pay.
Okay.
Under RCM. Therefore, we made a provision of 50 lakhs over there. This is why the thing has taken a little bit of a hit, but this is a one-time thing.
Okay, so if I adjust for that, then I think it's a double-digit kind of growth in the EBITDA.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and you also opened new centers. 8 centers got opened. So I'm assuming there must be some losses because of that new centers also in this EBITDA. Was there?
Yes, we do have some losses in the EBITDA, but because our business volume is increasing in the mature centers, that is absorbing this loss.
But can you, ma'am, highlight how much was that loss because of the new centers?
Around 30 lakhs.
Around 30 lakhs. So in those 8 centers, how many centers did the break even and how many centers did that loss?
So out of 8, the PPP... out of the 8 centers, at 7 centers that we opened, 2 are PPP. They are still not in making money, but most of our own centers have broken even at the center level, EBITDA.
Within a quarter, we have been able to do the break-even.
Yes. Yes.
That is very commendable. And we have opened around 8 centers right now. In this quarter, we will be opening.
Yes, so 5 have already opened in the first 2 months, that is April and May 2025.
Okay.
And 3 are ready to open. We are just waiting for one license, which I expect to get any day. So therefore, we will be opening 8 centers altogether in this first quarter.
And besides these 8 centers, you will be opening another 8 to 10 more centers during the rest of
yes.
the year?
Yes.
Okay. And ma'am, any outlook on, because we are like very strong new centers opening happened in the last quarter for which the full benefit will come in this year and along with that another 15, 16 centers opening this year. So what is the growth outlook in the revenue terms for FY26?
We are expecting around 18 to 20% growth.
Okay. And in terms of EBITDA margins, because there was few one-offs this year, so how do you see the next year FY26 in terms of EBITDA margins?
We expect it to close around 36%. Should be the lowest EBITDA that we achieve in this year.
So this year you have done 33.8% margin, which is almost similar to the last year, and on that you believe that there will be around 200 bps margin expansion.
Yes.
Despite opening 15, 16 new centers.
Yes.
Okay. And third thing, the new acquisition which we have done,
yes.
Can we highlight what are our plans for this fetal test? Because when we have acquired this, I'm assuming you must have some bigger goal of acquiring this. So how do you want to grow this business?
So the way we have looked at it, sir, is our genomic lab is almost finalizing its opening. It's maybe 1 week away from full launch. So when you look at genomics, 50% of genomics today is Philly medicine. So we complete a circle by acquiring Philly medicine, because a lot of investigations that originates from Philly medicine, including a large part of genomic study, comes out of the Philly medicine centers. So by doing this, we are almost making certain that with 35 to 40% of all genomic studies these days are from the world of reproductive medicine. So we are just strengthening our foothold in that particular sphere. So if whatever you have to do with IVF or fetal medicine, the genomic component will be handled by us, as well as the fetal medicine part will also be handled by us.
So are we going to offer this test across our 55 centers?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
So currently this is 4 crores revenue it is doing and 63% stake. So what kind of revenue potential it has once we will start offering across 55 centers?
So this being a very high-end science, the progress will be gradual. Initially we are opening it in 4 of our own centers. And by the year end it should be almost 12 Shrokkap. Current centers will also be doing fetal medicine. It will take around 24 to 30 months for all of our centers, even in remote areas, to use this technology. So a fair guess would be the revenue should increase very robustly with the addition of 8 to 10 Shrokka centers to this vertical.
If it will take around 30 months or maybe if I say 2.5 to 3 years. So in 3 years time frame, can it be like 20, 25 crores kind of revenue, a ballpark number?
So Deepak, the thing is that Fetomat itself may not go up to that level, because Fetomat and Suraksha will have different business models.
Right.
Suraksha will gain in this aspect of maternal medicine and fetal test. And also the genomic lab that we are setting up. So this is like a backward integration even for that lab business.
Mm.
But if you look at Fetomat, we are expecting a growth of around 20-25% every year.
Okay. Got it. And last question from my end. Recently, there is an increased tension with our neighbor. So, have we seen any impact because of that on the business?
It does impact our business, because West Bengal has a very porous border with Bangladesh, and we have 3 centers very close to the border where we do enough business from Bangladeshi patients.
Hmm.
We have factored in all that, and therefore we are giving out a growth potential of around 18-20% this year.
Any ballpark number that what percentage of the patients which comes across our 55 centers come from Bangladesh?
Should be around 5%.
Okay. That's a single digit kind of percentage.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for taking my questions and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Darshil Javeri from ABC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. Actually, I just have a couple of questions in line with the previous participants. Similar question for the Fetomat acquisition. Just wanted to have any details about the geographical presence of Fetomat facilities following its acquisition.
Okay, so currently they have two centers in Kolkata, and one is in East Kolkata and one is in South Kolkata. And why we have acquired this asset is because we want to take these tests to the peripheries of Kolkata. So that means we want to take it to the districts of West Bengal also, because we see a huge potential there.
Okay. Another question would be, what was your contribution from Fetomat to FY25 numbers, and what would be the expected annual revenue run rate from the company that we are expecting?
So there was no contribution in FY25 because we acquired them in April. And going forward, also their contribution directly would not be very impactful in Suraksha's balance sheet. But it's a business that can scale up and will contribute significantly to Suraksha's turnover.
Okay. A last question from my side. How and where do you foresee synergies getting extracted from Fetomat, and do you have any specific numbers for the same, any timeline? By when do we see the synergies getting extracted?
So like Dr. Chatterjee mentioned, we will start with four of our centers doing these fetal scans and invasive tests. And in a period of around 2 to 2.5 years, we will expect most of our centers to be catering to fetal medicine.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nikita Surya from SNK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi.
So I have a few questions. Firstly, one of my fellow analysts asked about the 8 centers that you're going to establish. So out of those, what would be the breakdown of those 8 centers in terms of small, medium and large?
So out of the 8 centers, one is a big center, one is medium, 3 are small that we have already opened. We have one PPP that we have opened, and the remaining 2, there will be one PPP and one small.
Okay, all right. And my next question would be, some of the competitors are looking at expanding geographically through acquisitions. So are you looking at expanding into other geographies?
Yes, we are. If we get a good acquisition at which is quality, and if it suits our price band, then we are definitely looking for acquisitions. And we would prefer doing it in Eastern India.
Right. And also, some of your competitors are also into, paying dividends to the shareholders. So what are your thoughts on that, initiating any dividend payments?
We are actually too new to the process. Give us some time to stabilize, understand the public market, and then we will definitely take a call.
Right. That's all from my side. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riyashi Jain from NM Capital. Before you ask your question, let me remind participants that they may press star and one to ask a question. Riyashi, you may proceed.
Hello. So my question is, how do you foresee volume growth in terms of number of tests conducted, and also pricing growing growth forward? Also, do you foresee test-related costs going up?
Can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, sure. So my question is, how do you foresee volume growth in terms of number of tests conducted and pricing growing going forward? And also, second question would be like, do you foresee test-related costs going up?
So volume of tests has been growing at around 10% for us if we compare FY24 and FY25. Price, normally we take an increase of around 2-3% every alternate year.
Okay. Also, I want to ask one more question. In terms of market share, have you seen any impact with competitors entering the East India market?
Not yet.
Okay, okay. That's all for now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashita Jain from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello. So I have just two questions on... Yeah. So firstly, on the balance 7 to 8 centers that you plan to open in the next half, could you please give us a breakup between, say, hub and the spokes? How many hub and spokes that you plan to open?
Yeah, so we are planning to open 4 big centers and 4 small centers.
Okay, 4 small
centers. Yes, 4 big and 4 small.
Okay, and what's the CAPEX guidance for this year?
CAPEX guidance for this year again is around 70 CR. Because typically our big centers cost around 10 CR and a small center is between 1.5 to 2 CR.
Okay. And secondly, just to drill down better on the margin side, what portfolio, what percentage of the revenue would currently be, you know, or what percentage of the centers would be making, say, subpar margins, say, less than 20% margin from currently speaking? And where we
so
see...
So, in fact, we are working on a model where we want to see what... So, we consider 5 years as a year of maturity. So, at what level, what margins are mature centers working, and then we have another bracket of 3 to 5 years, and then 0 to 3 years. So, we are working on this model right now. And I think we'll be able to share it offline with you.
Sure, that would be really great. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and 1. Our next question is from the line of Nishan Gupta from Minerva Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, ma'am, I had one question around the pricing. So, in the East region, typically the cost of the test is on a higher side as compared to the other geographies. But now we are seeing that, you know, increasing competition in the East side where, you know, some of the listed players are also going to enter and some of the bigger groups are also foraying into the healthcare sector in the East side. So I just wanted to understand more on a longer term perspective, like how sustainable are the pricing which, you know, you are charging to your customers, and if you are trying to reduce, and if that happens, not like this year you have said that the data margins would probably increase, but going forward if there is any compression which can happen through that.
See, one thing I would like to say is that wherever the listed peers are also entering, they are more focused on the B2B discounted business. Whereas 93 to 94% of our share comes from B2C. Therefore, prices do not, the competitive prices that our peers are offering is not to our customer, but it's from business to business. Therefore, we don't see our prices getting impacted. And as far as our B2B business is concerned, that is by doing tests that no one in East India does today. So therefore, we will be catering to the nursing homes and hospitals, which will not be very highly discounted. So they will shift to us because we will be offering better turnaround times and better service.
Got it. So there's no asset risk from the pricing, you're saying? It can sustain for a longer time?
No.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mohammed Amir from ICO Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Can you please clarify about the transfer of IP? Is it already transferred to the listed entity or the IP is still held by Suraksha I?
Which, can you please repeat?
The question is about the transfer of IP. If I'm not wrong, the IP is with Suraksha I. Is it already transferred to the listed entity or is it still with Suraksha I?
Suraksha name. Are you talking about the brand name?
Correct, yes. I see that.
Yes, the brand name we have applied for transferring it to SDL, which is still in the process.
So, can you please provide the timeline for the same?
We have applied and we are chasing it regularly, but then it's a government organization, so we really can't have a definitive timeline.
Okay, so just the last thing. Are you paying any amount for transfer of the IP or is it just a transfer?
No, it is just a transfer. There is no amount.
Thank you. That's from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Aryan Jain from Grow Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was on our Guwahati center. Can you please highlight how has its performance been this year and how is it scaling up?
The performance has been good ever since we entered Guwahati. In fact, we are building our second center this year.
Okay.
He thinks, you know, Guwahati is again a big city to take in 5 centers. So we are in the process.
Okay, perfect. And any plans of future expansion in the Northeast region? Like any more cities?
Yes, we definitely have. But we are currently more focused on the districts of West Bengal where we are yet to enter.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj Patel from RK Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just a quick one question from my side. So what is your plan for PPP model and how many PPP centers do you plan to add on annual basis?
Actually, it is very difficult to have a plan about PPP because all PPPs are granted through a process of tendering. So we are not actually going overboard with PPP, but there are options for which we, of course, bid. But giving a number is next to impossible because it is done through a process of tendering. There is an e-tender on which this happens. But we have got, we are in the process of establishing MRI in Calcutta Medical College, which should happen in the next 90 days. and that possibly is a very good opportunity for us.
Okay, and just an add-on question. So could you provide any guidance for FY26 regarding revenue, EBITDA and CapEx?
20%. So we are expecting a growth of around 18 to 20% as compared to FY25, and we expect an EBITDA margin of around 36%.
Okay, and what about CapEx?
CapEx is we have planned for around 70 crore, except okay. For the PPPs are allotted a few.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Dr. Somnath Chatterjee for closing comments.
First of all, we would like to thank everybody for being here. This is our first presentation of annual reports. So we approach this with a lot of trepidation in our heart. Before signing off, what we can assure the market is the spirit is very high, as you can well gather by the number of new centers opening in this current financial year. We think we are in the right time at the right place, East being the ultimate growth story of India for the next 5 years. We hope next year when we meet at the same time, we will have much better results and much better performance. Thank you all again for being here with us today afternoon.
Thank you. On behalf of Suraksha Diagnostic Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.